We've always found our family in the comic strips, yeah. I mean, frequently one of the kids would come to me with some cartoon in the newspaper and say, "Here we are, Dad." And it was often that comic strip. Maybe you've seen it, Family Circus. The man behind it obviously had children of his own. I mean, whenever the parents find a mess or something eaten or missing, they of course start asking the children who did it. Needless to say, no one ever takes responsibility. No, the parents always end up concluding that it was, quote, the ghost of not me. Hey, does he live at your house? The ghost of not me? Listen, I know a father who has a hard time getting his kids to say it was my fault. The kids? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and me. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about your answers in the mirror. I want to have a word with you today about this man who buried the ghost of not me. It was King David. Well, you remember that David was in the middle of a glorious serving time in his life, glorifying the Lord. He commits this ugly sin with Bathsheba, the sin of adultery. Now, he could have offered excuses. He could have said, "I was lonely that night. I couldn't help myself. I was vulnerable." He could have said, "Hey, she was tempting. She was willing." She could have said no, or maybe he could have said, "Well, you know, I was under a lot of stress from being king and all those battles I was in. Yeah, it's really hard being the king of Israel." But listen to what he says in our word for today from the Word of God in Psalm 51, beginning with verse 2. It shows us how he ultimately handles the responsibility for what he did. "Wash away all my iniquity, Lord, and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." Verse 7, he says, "Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow." Now, contrast that, just for example, with the public statement that was issued after the disclosure of the adulterous activity of a prominent Christian leader. Here's what he said to the newspaper. "After 7 years in an isolated incident, I was wickedly manipulated by treacherous former friends and then colleagues who victimized me with the aid of a female confederate. They conspired to betray me into a sexual encounter at a time of great stress in my marital life. Excuse me, but did you notice the verbs? I was manipulated, victimized, conspired against, betrayed. Hello." Sounds a little different than King David, doesn't it? Not I am a sinner. I'm a victim. Okay. Now, before you're too quick to condemn that leader and say shame on him, let's look in the mirror. Aren't we quick to rationalize our sin? To blame our upbringing, our parents, our husband, our wife, the atmosphere around us, the culture? God says, "Who's to blame for what you're doing?" You say, "Not me." There he is, the ghost of not me. That started in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. It's her fault. No, it's his fault. No, it's the serpent's fault. See, there's no healing. There's no forgiveness. There's no peace until you join David in saying, "I am without excuse, Lord. It's sin. I call it what you call it. And I accept full responsibility for it. I quit blaming anything or anyone around me. I'm dirty, Lord. I need to be clean by the blood of Christ." And he's willing to do that for an entire lifetime of sinning. If you will make the Savior who died for the sin of the world, your Savior who died for your personal sin, every one of them, you say, "Jesus, I'm yours. I need you as my personal rescuer." Listen, if you haven't begun a relationship with the great forgiver, I'd love to help you do that. And there's information that will help you get that forgiveness from him today. It's at our website, anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Maybe you've been dodging your responsibility for what you've done. Confession contains the damage. That ghost of not me is keeping you from the peace you need so desperately. It's me, Lord. Let's have a funeral for that ghost.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.